the tooth must be isolated from saliva using a rubber dam to prevent bacterial contamination of the root canal system and to protect the oral mucosa from chemical exposure. Damaged enamel is removed using diamond burrs with water cooling. Infected dentin is thoroughly excised using carbide burrs. Continuous disinfection is necessary to prevent further bacterial penetration into the root canal system and periapical tissues. Direct access to the pulp chamber is ensured. Then, the infected coronal pulp is removed, followed by disinfection. Using rotary nickel titanium endodontic instruments, the infected pulp is sequentially removed from the coronal, middle, and apical thirds of the root canals. As the procedure advances toward the root apex, the canals are continuously irrigated with sodium hypochlorite to eliminate bacteria and debris. To enhance the chemical reaction, irrigant activation is performed. After determining the working length to the root apex, the root canals are shaped by gradually increasing the diameter of the instruments. Special attention is paid to the apical zone to eliminate bacteria from the apical delta and to create an apical stop for the filling material. Once the canals are cleaned, they are dried using paper points or a specialized drying solution.